WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan Police has arrested 11 and are looking for 5 others as part of a year-long drug investigation. Officer Kelly McKeithen says that followed complaints from citizens and officers.
Our drug enforcement team and our direct deployment team started working on that and made several undercover buys. What they do with that is they make the buy and then they wait and go get a warrant. And then all of that transpired to the last couple of days where they started serving those warrants.
You can see photos and names of the 16 online at WTAW.com, along with a link if you want to report drug or gang activity in Bryan. The College Station School Board had 2 interested parties and 3 options for selling land at the southeast corner of Holloman and Deacon.
I don't have to pray about this one.
Comments from Mike Nugent before the board accepted a $3.3 million offer from Bryan-based DWS Development for 24 acres. The board then approved the $3 million purchase of 19 acres nearby at what they considered a more desirable location for a future school at the northwest corner of Holloman and Rock Prairie. Blinn College trustees have their proposed budget for the next academic year.
This is the second year Blinn administrators and board members are not breaking down revenue and expenses by campus. 70% of the college's total credit hours are taken by students in Bryan. District-wide administrators are planning on generating an additional $385,000 in tuition and fee revenue. More than half of Blinn's total revenue comes from tuition and fees, about a fourth in the state, and less than 2% from property owners in Washington County. If revenue does not meet expectations, the board has a list of budget-cutting moves. Recommendations from administrators includes filling only key vacancies and reducing campus maintenance and repairs, where $2 million planned in Bryan, almost $1 million in Brenham, and $2 million going into something called a Facilities Infrastructure Fund. Next year's budget calls for full-time faculty and all staff, including the president, receiving a pay raise of 3.5%. Part-time faculty would get another $50 per course. Blinn trustees will consider final action on the budget next month. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An expanding chemicals company in West Bryan has reached a second economic development agreement with Brazos County. The 8-year agreement with Lubrizol, approved at this week's County Commission meeting, is subject to investing at least $25 million by January of 2018. County Judge Dwayne Peters says Lubrizol will also be adding at least 24 full-time positions, adding at least $1.1 million to their payroll.
They've done a great job here in Brazos County, and we wanted them to add on here, and because of the there's not a lot of jobs, but it's they're high-paying jobs. And so it's something that we wanted to see happen, and that's why we decided we would agree with and do pretty much the same thing that the city of Bryan did.
Lubrizol, which is located at the Brazos County Industrial Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway, reached a similar agreement with the Bryan City Council last November. Over the life of the agreement, Lubrizol is reimbursed for the property taxes paid on the improvements on a sliding scale that starts at 100% and ends at 10%. This afternoon in Navasota, the Texas Department of Transportation is holding an open house and a public hearing on the proposed alignment of the Aggie Expressway, officially known as the Highway 249 Toll Road. Bob Caldwell of the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says this involves the portion from FM 1774 to Highway 105, where no residents will be displaced along the 10-mile route.
We will be showing exhibits, and the proposed project's location and design will be displayed at the hearing. The environmental asset for the project will also be available for review.
Since last October, TxDOT has changed a portion of the alignment to avoid grave sites and impact to streams. 2 alignment options for the toll road between Grimes County, roads 304 and 306 will be presented. Today's public hearing starts at 6:30 in the Navasota Junior High School gym that follows an open house at 5:30 in the cafeteria. Links to the projects are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There you go, 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. The leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Looks like the hot weather is going to stay with us into this upcoming weekend. Through today's sun with a few clouds and 95 on average this afternoon. Fair tonight and 75. Sun and clouds with a pop-up shower or thunderstorm on Friday. And again near 95. Scattered clouds on Friday night. 74 to 78 then. Sun and clouds with just a slight chance of afternoon storms on Saturday. And again near 95. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers split their doubleheader with the Texas Marshals last night. Also in Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers fell to the Yankees, and the Houston Astros swept the Los Angeles Angels. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Yeah, what was it, like a Grand Slam walk-off something or another?
Something like that, yeah. That's pretty cool.
So, animals getting even. Officials at a Florida Humane Society in Pompano Beach say one of their cats turned on a faucet last week.
Oh.
Yeah. And as a result, left it running for 17 hours. Flood causing water to run out of the shelter's back door. No animals injured. But the shelter is seeking donations now to repair the cabinets. Another damage is estimated at $5,000.
Poof.
One of the volunteers at the shelter says the suspect is a 6-month-old kitten known to play in sinks.
Mischievous little scamp.
That's it.
It is funny when cats play in sinks, but what? No one was there for that long?
I don't know. That is a little bit of a concern,
yeah,
isn't it?
I'd be more worried about why there was no human supervision for
17 hours.
17 hours.
I want to go back
at
to
a shelter.
I want to go back to it's fun to watch kittens play in the sink.
Mine demands sink water now. She's 11 years old, and so she what? Just screams at me to get it.
I've been a cat owner once, but a long time ago, and I don't have one now. But a friend of mine, she sends me videos of her cat in the sink all the time.
Doing what? What's it do?
Well, if you let the water just, you know, the water's coming out of the sink, they paw at it.
Oh, okay.
And they,
you
know, they drink it, too.
And they drink it, and sometimes if they're, you know, real brave, they'll stick their head under it real quick.
I refuse to give mine any because she just screams at me all the time to get some, and I'm not doing it.
Not giving in.
Not doing it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm fascinated that a cat would like a sink because, you know, how many jokes do you hear about giving a cat a bath?
But right? Some of them like it.
Yeah, I guess they have to get water on their turf. Oh, well, hell, they live their life on their terms,
yeah,
right? It has nothing to do with just water.
Absolutely.
Info.
Mation.
Oh,
goodness. I'll find a video and send it to you.
Oh my God! I want a cat video, please.
That's the internet is for.
I know exactly.
Everyone knows that.
But that's sounds kind of fun. Kitty going, yikes, I'm in trouble. There we go.
It's going to be hard to pick one.
Yeah. Okay.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M Athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is scheduled. Game times as they become available. Rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. I've got to get some. That makes a lot of noise. I keep moving the microphone around. Anyway, all right, it's day 182. It's June the 30th. Yeah, tomorrow is July. We officially can feel hot. That'll be nice. Anyway, so day 182, got 184 to go. So tomorrow's like the midpoint, which will be all right. It's also, oh, hi, Brad.
Hey, there you go. I said a couple of things.
I know, they were extremely funny. Today
he's going to see that VU eventually. Yeah.
Today is Meteor Day. Now, I mean, how can you celebrate a Meteor Day? Because you're going to be able to see a meteor during the day?
Yeah, it should be Meteor Night.
Yeah, this is leap second time adjustment, the measurement that just for a second, okay? If you wonder exactly how long a leap second is, that's the amount of time it takes for the light to turn green and the person behind you to honk.
Isn't it?
Before you go. And I hate to say this, it's Social Media Day.
Oh. But Scott, social media, it's so important.
I know, nowadays, it is. Yeah, I need to spend more time doing that. We've got some birthdays.
We do have some birthdays. Michael Phelps is 31 today, and he recently qualified for the U.S. Olympics. Now, whether or not he'll go to the U.S. Olympics,
this will be his fifth Olympics.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I know he had that one that he, you know, got the record number of medals whatnot, but man, he has been there so many times already.
Stay on that level.
And to do his extracurricular activities that he enjoys.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, and still to be on that level.
I wonder what his, I really would wonder what his resting heart rate is.
Yeah.
I mean, probably pretty amazing.
Didn't he eat like 10,000 calories a day?
Train. He had to.
Yeah, yeah. And he's 31, so I mean, like in sports, that's ancient, you know? So he's really doing a good job continuing.
It'll be when his metabolism changes, and it will.
Yeah.
Can you see him like sitting around with a beer belly when he's when he's 61, talking about the good old days?
Fifth Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, way back there in 2016. All right.
Yeah, so he's 31 today. Yeah. Fantasia is 32. She was the third American Idol.
Oh, cool.
Which doesn't really make any sense because, you know, an idol is a one kind of thing, isn't it?
Good point.
Yeah, anyway.
I was an idol for a year? Yeah. Is that how that works?
I believe so. And then they have the next season. Lizzie Kaplan is 34. She's been in a lot of good things. She's a very funny actress. Modest Yahoo is 38. Now, Scott, I know you're a big Modest Yahoo fan.
Man, I have no idea even what world that person lives in. Okay.
He's kind of a one-hit wonder a few years ago. He's a Hasidic Jew who turned a reggae superstar. So
really?
I use superstar loosely, of course. Well, he was a one-hit wonder.
At least for a little while, he was a superstar.
He's 38 today. Monica Potter is 45. She was from Patch Adams and Along Came a Spider, some other things, Boston Legal, things like that. Another one of your favorites here, Scott, I know, Pantera's lead singer, Phil Anselmo.
You know, I can't, if you ask me what my favorite Pantera song is, I'd probably be stumped. It's just so difficult to choose.
Like asking you to pick a favorite kid, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's 48 today. Mike Tyson is 50.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Is he still doing pigeons?
Yes, I think he is. Okay. And he's also he has a cartoon on Adult Swim. Also, Mike Tyson Mysteries is what it's called.
All right.
And it's as ridiculous as you think it would be.
Yeah.
Yngwie Malmsteen is 53.
What? You're speaking a foreign language again.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's a guitar god. He really is.
Oh,
he's
right.
Amazing. Okay. He's awesome. Vincent D'Onofrio is 57
he's
today.
He's very strange.
He's very strange, but he's also very talented.
He is. Do you remember the first time you saw him?
Probably Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, I remember him in Men in Black 2, or Men in Black. I guess Men in Black, the original.
Yeah, that might be the first time I saw
him. He played like the bug guy. Yeah, who was a bug and a guy.
Yeah, the sugar water guy.
That's the one, yeah. That's
and he was also Kingpin in the Daredevil Netflix series that came out recently.
All right,
he's very good. David Alan Greer is 61, which is weird because I saw Blank Man the other day, which is a ridiculous movie with him and Damon Wayans.
Oh.
And Nancy Dussault. Is
Dussault.
It's
French.
All right.
Dussault.
She's 80 today. She was Muriel Rush on Too Close for Comfort.
Well, and actually was an early host in on Good Morning America.
Oh, wow.
Way back in the day. All and Thomas Sowell, if you know who he is, a conservative pundit, he is 86 years old.
Woo!
Yeah, works at the
Hoover Institute in Stanford, which shows that there really are conservatives at Stanford. All right, 6:20.
The Brazos County District 2 VFD Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser is Monday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 3 p.m. with barbecue plates, silent auction, kids games, gun raffles, five-alarm raffles, live music from Burton Tyler, and more. Admission and parking are free, but carpooling is recommended. The fireworks show starts about 30 minutes after sunset, and raffle proceeds go towards the purchase of a much-needed wildfire truck. Need not be present to win, so pre-purchase raffle tickets online now at District2VFD.org. That's District, the number 2, VFD.org.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So as I pointed out earlier this week, the media and anti-Trump Republicans, they were having a field day with the latest national poll showing Hillary leading Trump by double digits. Well, unfortunately, those polls were skewed, and with polling companies interviewing way more Democrats than Republicans, but a new Quinnipiac national poll shows that Donald Trump is only 2 points behind Hillary, 42-40, within the margin of error. The poll also shows that voters find Trump more honest and trustworthy, and he's also a stronger leader. So the media's false narrative of Trump being racist towards Hispanics also seems to be backfiring, as he garnered 33% support from Latinos in this latest poll. By the way, note to the establishment Republicans, that's a 6-point higher number than what Mitt Romney received from Hispanics in 2012.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want to know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft. Now, one way this crime happens is when someone adds their charges to your credit card. But this can happen in a lot of other ways, too, like when someone pretends to be you, they open new accounts, or they charge their utility bill to your name or any other number of illegal acts. Now, that's where LifeLock can help. Now, they use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of threats. And if there's a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists. They will work to resolve it for you. And, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you'll get more protection with LifeLock.com than you'll get from any free credit monitoring service. So join right now. You'll get a 15% discount for your first year. Just call or visit LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity15. That's Hannity15, but act now. This offer ends July 3rd. Or call and mention my name, 800-440-4836, 800-440-4836, promo code Hannity15.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve has given the green light to many major banks in the U.S. to raise dividends and buy back shares, judging them to be sturdy enough to withstand a major economic downturn. The stress tests are an annual checkup of the biggest financial institutions. Of the 33 that were tested, 30 banks were allowed to raise dividends or repurchase shares, including the four biggest banks, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, and Wells Fargo. Airbnb has lined up investors for a new funding round and an employee stock sale that will value the room rental website at up to $30 billion and help defer an initial public offering. Today's Wall Street Journal says the San Francisco company plans to raise between $500 million and $1 billion from investors in coming weeks. Bombardier has delivered its first C-Series jet to Swiss International Airlines, marking the company's emergence as a direct competitor to Boeing and Airbus. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, this is your car, and I'm tired of doing the same old thing. Drive to work, shuffle the kids, drive home. Boring. Don't you think we deserve a vacation?
Sure. Check out America's Best Value Wins Rewards Program. You'll get 15% off and late checkout. Plus, free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Win is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands, with 1,200 hotels across North America. Visit VantageHotels.com.
And do me a favor. No more stops at the burrito barn, please.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream.
Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The Brazos County District 2 VFD Curtain Fireworks Show and Fundraiser is Monday, July 4th at the Curtain Community Center. Gates open at 3 p.m. with barbecue plates, silent auction, kids games, gun raffles, five-alarm raffles, live music from Burton Tyler, and more. Admission and parking are free, but carpooling is recommended. The fireworks show starts about 30 minutes after sunset, and raffle proceeds go towards the purchase of a much-needed wildfire truck. Need not be present to win, so pre-purchase raffle tickets online now at district2vfd.org. That's district, the number 2. VFD.org.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides 2 personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsports.com. We call it the pattern. We've dropped into it, but, you know, it's pretty good. It's the end of June before we get into these. High temperature will be in the middle 90s. Low temperature will be in the middle to upper 70s. No mention of rain in the forecast. Temperatures slowly rising. Actually, today, 94, rising pretty quickly. Be up to 96 or 97, probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on Independence Day. Doesn't say anything about the heat index, but just plain old hot out there. And currently, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Do we get 80 by 8 today? Winds out of the northeast at 5. Again, a little unusual. 91% relative humidity. Fair skies, we've got 76 degrees.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $150. 56 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
What do you say when you talk to yourself? It's important to notice because it has a huge impact on your life and success. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda web app firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173, 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. Success is at least partly the result of your attitude.
I truly believe, Mike, that people get up in the morning in one of two dispositions. They get up in the morning saying, what a great day this is. What a fabulous day, another day of opportunity. Or they get up saying, oh, geez, another slow crawl through enemy territory, you know?
Consultant Alan Weiss, author of the book Million Dollar Maverick, says saying those kinds of things to yourself can become self-fulfilling prophecies, so you need to monitor your self-talk.
I coach people every single day. I have a global coaching community, and some people start sentences with, I'm struggling with, I can't do this, I've never had success with, instead of saying, I need help with, I have a challenge here, I'm going to do this. And the way we talk to ourselves informs our behavior. So these aren't mindless affirmations. The actual words we use inform how we act, and that makes a huge difference.
Resilience is another important ingredient for success, and Alan says it comes as a result of not taking things too seriously or too personally.
And so if you put things in perspective and you realize that, you know, I think Churchill said, success is never final and failure is seldom fatal, it's courage that counts. We're not in situations day to day where failure is going to kill us. We might drop the ball, we might miss a basket, but we have the chance to recover. And it's that kind of belief and that kind of self-talk that gets us by.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Commission has joined the Bryan City Council in reaching a second economic development incentives with a local manufacturer. The West Bryan Chemicals Company, Lubrizol, will be reimbursed property taxes paid on improvements over an eight-year period that starts at 100% and ends at 10%. The reimbursements are based on Lubrizol investing at least $25 million in its expansion and adding at least 24 full-time positions with a total annual payroll of at least $1.1 million. County Judge Dwayne Peters thanked the Research Valley Partnership for their work.
Part of the reason that we certainly have stayed with RVP, because RVP has done a good job in trying to bring in, and in this case, they helped Lubrizol make a decision to stay here in the community with their expansion.
Peter says this will help with recruiting other prospects.
Well, I do think that that gives those companies that maybe want to come here, that maybe they won't start out at whatever their potential would be, and take a look at companies that have come here and been successful, and you know they've found the employees that could go to work for them, and then they want to stay in the community when they decide to expand.
Lubrizol, which is one of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway companies and is located in the Brazos County Industrial Park off Harvey Mitchell Parkway, will also get up to $75,000 from the city in reimbursements for development fees. The College Station School Board has sold one parcel of land for future school construction in order to buy another in what is considered a better location. Because the board wanted both transactions to take place next month, they turned down what could be a higher offer for 24 acres being sold at the southeast corner of Holloman and Deakin.
Well, I think it looks like it comes in for a lot more money. There's inherently an enormous amount of uncertainty with what that land might or might not appraise at a year from now.
Michael Wesson made the motion to take a $3.3 million offer from Bryan-based DWS Development. The owner of the Barracks Development, located adjacent to the school district property, offered $4.1 million, but closing would not take place until next March, following another appraisal that could have changed the price. The board then approved the purchase of 19 acres to the south at the northwest corner of Holloman and Rock Prairie at a price of $3 million. A year-long drug investigation by Bryan Police led to the arrests of 11 people and the search for five others.
Officers with Bryan PD in different departments in Bryan PD were getting complaints from citizens as well as from officers, you know, saying that there was some open drug trading going on in certain areas of the city. So our drug enforcement team and our direct deployment team started working on that.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says citizens are invited to provide tips by contacting BPD, Brazos County Crime Stoppers, or filling out an online form that you can access by going to WTAW.com. Photos and names of the 16 are also on our website. For the second consecutive year, the Blinn College Board of Trustees and their administrators are not breaking down revenue and expenses by campus.
The proposed budget for the 2016-17 academic year shows the same proportion of revenue sources. Property owners in Washington County will provide less than 2%, and state funding remains at 22%. Tuition and fee revenue stays at 55%. Blinn students in Bryan take 70% of the college's total credit hours. Based on last fall's enrollment and increased tuition and fees approved earlier this year, that'll generate an additional $385,000 in next year's budget. Full-time faculty and all staff, including the president, would receive a pay raise of 3.5%. The proposal also calls for part-time faculty receiving another $50 per course. That's part of budgeting an additional $2 million for pay and benefits, where the college and employees are both paying more for health insurance. $5 million is going into campus maintenance and repairs, $2 million in Bryan, almost $1 million in Brenham, and $2 million in something called a facilities infrastructure fund. Next year's projects in Bryan includes a combined $1 million in improvements to existing buildings, $500,000 for dredging Briar Creek to improve flood protection for neighboring homeowners, and $300,000 for landscaping. Administrators also gave the board what they called a list of strategies if revenue does not meet expectations. That includes combining classes, reducing the number of part-time faculty, and offering early retirement packages. Blinn trustees will consider final action on the budget next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Next summer, construction could start on a 10-mile portion of the Grimes County portion of the Aggie Expressway, officially known as the Highway 249 Toll Road. This afternoon in Navasota is an opportunity to tell the Texas Department of Transportation what you think of their latest alignment.
Approximately 623 to 658 acres of new right-of-way will be required for this project. There will be no displacements during this project. We'll have information about TxDOT's right-of-way acquisition process at this hearing.
Bob Caldwell at the TxDOT District Office in Bryan says there is an open house at the Navasota Junior High Cafeteria starting at 5:30, followed by the public hearing in the gym starting at 6:30. Changes TxDOT has proposed since last October includes two options for the portion of the roadway between Grimes County Roads 304 and 306 to avoid streams and grave sites. More information about the project is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564. The College Station Noon Lions Club is proud to present the I Love America 4th of July celebration on July 4th, 2016. The event will be held at the George Bush Presidential Library. The museum will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. with free admission all day. The concessions will start at 5:30 p.m. and live entertainment and the Kids Zone will open at 6 p.m. The Kids Zone includes games and bounce houses. The evening will culminate with a spectacular fireworks display and concert by the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. For more information, visit Bush41.org.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200. Or at dayhill.com.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, it's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or you can shop at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here you go.
It's going to be fair and hot during today with mostly to partly sunny skies. Your high temperature right around 95 this afternoon. And fair weather continues for tonight, clear to partly cloudy, warm, 75 by morning. Sunshine and occasional clouds on Friday, could be an afternoon thunderstorm in the mid-90s, 70s at night. Sun and clouds on Saturday, again, risk of an afternoon thunderstorm and around 95. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the details of the doubleheader between the Brazos Valley Bombers and the Texas Marshals. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers fell to the New York Yankees, and the Astros sweep the Los Angeles Angels. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you go. The U.S. Senate had a hearing yesterday on ISIS, day after the airport attack. Remember Marco Rubio? Remember him?
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Guy ran for president. Anyway, here you go.
The best approach would be to defeat ISIS's ability, both out of Raqqa and out of Mosul, to conduct the sort of operations that allow them not just to direct attacks abroad, like what I believe that has happened in Istanbul, but also to inspire, as they do online through the Beak and other publications, which I believe led to the attack in Orlando.
Now, the president suggested yesterday that Islamic terrorists were to blame. Imagine that.
What?
Yeah. Shocking news.
No, this was a workplace violence incident.
Yeah, right, exactly. 41 people killed, wounded more than 235. The attack, an indication that the terrorist group is, quote, unable to govern those areas. They've taken over, and they're going to be defeated in those areas. Like Syria, they're going to be defeated in Iraq. That they have an impact on the entire. That will have an impact on the entire civilized world. Yeah. We stand with the people of Turkey. We intend to do what's necessary to make sure these kinds of terrible events are not happening.
I believe the first half of that statement from Barack Obama, but right. The second half of that statement, I don't believe they're doing everything they can.
Well, again, I don't think one person can speak for the way it's going to be handled all around the world. By the way, so we have a new Quinnipiac poll today. Yes, you racists who support Donald
you
Trump.
You Donald Trump supporters.
Yeah, we found out about you yesterday.
You.
I'm sorry. We already know who you are, no matter what you say you are, thanks to the folks at Reuters Ipsos. Anyway, it would appear that Hillary and Donald are pretty much tied within the margin of error in the Quinnipiac poll. Huh. Hillary leads Donald by 2 points, 42 to 40, and it shows that Donald has, in fact, cut that lead in half from a month ago. Again, we don't vote nationwide. It doesn't mean a lot.
Yeah.
Here's the one I'm waiting for is, what's the guy's name? Silver, who used to be at the Baseball Prospectus. He has He has a website. He's the one who picked, I think, 98% of the almost all the states save one exactly by the numbers that they were going to be in the last poll. He's pretty good.
Yeah, so that's impressive.
And he used to be on Louis' show.
His prediction pretty accurate.
Yeah, he's the guy. He did. He started. He worked for the Baseball Prospectus and realized that predicting political races, he could get paid a whole lot more money than figuring out who's going to win some baseball division or something like that. So, look at here. The president is going to appear with Hillary next Tuesday at a campaign stop in Charlotte. See how that goes. The president's been scheduled to appear with Ms. Clinton 2 weeks ago in Green Bay, but that event was canceled after the Orlando shooting.
It's strange to see the two of them together after just, you know, what, 8 short years ago, they were at each other's throats.
They were. Well, that's what politics is all about, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So Ballotopia, that Ballotopia is a group that looks at battleground states, and they say that Hillary leads Donald in 7 states. So we'll see how that turns out. Big day yesterday as a couple of transgendered women won primaries.
I saw that.
To qualify for election to the U.S. Congress.
I did not see that.
One of them is named Misty. No, both of them
both
are named
of
Misty.
Them.
Both
mm-hmm.
of them are named Misty.
Yeah.
Is that a popular name in the
trans community? Know.
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't know how to delicately say that, but one of them's name is Misty Snow, and the other one's name is Misty Plowright.
Mm. Okay, both. Sounds like Misty Plowright kept their last name.
Yeah, could
maybe.
Be.
Snow, I don't know, maybe.
I'm just thinking that it sounds like they would be in another line of business. I'm just,
yes.
I don't know how else to say it, but, you know. Anyway, but we'll see. Misty Plowright won a Democratic primary. She is an Army vet and a former Microsoft employee going after a 5-term congressman. Howsomever, I guess these things happen and you just don't notice it. Plowright is not the first transgendered candidate for the House. That distinction goes to Karen Kieran, who was the Republican candidate for the U.S. House seat in Vermont in 2000. Yeah. Had lost to a guy named Bernie Sanders. Again, 2000. That was 16 years ago that we had our first transgendered.
Whatever choices you want to make in life are your choices, and that's good, and that's fine. All that is totally fine, but if you're going to name yourself Misty Snow or Misty Plowright, yeah. It's like standing in front of somebody in a clown suit and saying, take me seriously.
You're right. You're asking asking that. So despite Bloomberg Politics report yesterday, Mike Tyson would be attending the GOP convention. It appears he wasn't invited. He will not be speaking, and he's not even attending.
It's
so
his
they
birthday
said he
today.
Was. That's right. They said he was. He says he's not. Washington Post reports that although Donald Trump tweeted, quote, Iron Mike was not asked to speak at the convention, though I'm sure he would do a good job if he was.
I'm busy recording some stuff for Mike Tyson Mysteries.
That says the media makes everything up, says Donald Trump. okay, thanks.
You're right, Donald. We do.
Yeah. Everything.
Just like all your supporters are racist.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah, believe it all. Despite that, there will be plenty of celebrities booked for Cleveland's convention, including Bobby Knight and Mike Ditka.
Huh. Okay, there you go.
All right, as well as entertainers, entertainment from groups like Journey, The Beach Boys, Rascal Flatts, Leonard Skinner, the band Perry, Poison frontman Bret Michaels, and Kid Rock's Twisted Brown Trucker Band.
Huh.
Oh, the Dixie Chicks didn't make the list.
No. They just missed it.
Just missed it.
They were on the next page.
They're on the alternate. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if their position comes open. However, though, 3 weeks ahead of the Republican convention in Cleveland, it's still unclear who will be attending and speaking, and that includes a guy named Ted Cruz.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, he'll attend. I think that's probably for sure. But
a given, yeah.
Yeah. But, and cameras will follow him around, there is no doubt. But we'll see.
Probably won't get on stage.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. That's, and, you know, we have a congressman who may end up on stage, just quite honestly, since his position in the Republican organization. And I don't know if you remember Corey Lewandowski. Like 2 weeks ago, he lost his gig as the campaign manager for Trump.
Oh, yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember him? Okay. Mm-hmm. He did get a gig with CNN. However, he had a $1.2 million book deal with HarperCollins. They've decided, yeah, probably not.
Ooh.
You're not anybody anymore, so we really don't care what you think. 648.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A mother will tell you there's no sound as sweet as the soft gurgling of a tiny baby held in her arms. I can only imagine the rush a composer feels hearing an original symphony performed for the very first time. We fill our lives with the sounds we love, and it can be that way too in your garden. Wise plant people maximize these grand experiences. I have a few of the ways, sweet sounds in the garden, right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published, and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know in the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. Our topic today is sweet sounds in the garden, and fountains take you out of the hot, dry Southwest and let you imagine, if only for the moment, that you're along a tumbling brook in a forested glade. The sound of bubbling water is one of the most pleasant sensory experiences we encounter outdoors. As proof, babbling stream sounds are on every sleep-soothing machine that you'll find sold in high-tech gadget places. Those sounds are that restful. Nestle your fountain back in among shrubs so it won't be immediately noticeable. Plumb it carefully so the water will stay where you want it. Have a receiving pool if you need to recycle the water, and then sit back and listen to the enriching soft sounds. Watercourses spilling down a hillside work the very same way. If your landscape has natural grade changes, perhaps you can work them into a waterway, a little stream bed. It'll need to look natural, like it was there when the house was built, so hire a skilled landscape contractor to plan and install it. It will open up entirely new options in landscaping, as suddenly you have a stream bank to call your home. Meanwhile, the same water will come down your hill, return to the earth, actually into the recirculating pump, and head back up to the top of the course to begin life again. Birds bring joy and excitement to gardens each month of the year, from their spirited feeding over the late fall and winter to nesting and singing during the spring and summer. Birds are as much a part of our gardens as the flowers we grow there. Use bird seeds that attract a nice array of good songbirds. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work the best. Buy a bird book and mark the ones that visit your garden, and then buy a CD of their songs and learn to recognize your visitors even when you can't see them. There are even apps that will help you identify birds from their sounds. Wind chimes prove that there is air movement even at high temperatures. That can be psychologically helpful on long summer afternoons. Wind chimes are available in all tones, from gentle high pitches to deep resonant sounds. The deeper the tone, the larger the tubing. The larger the tubing, the larger the clapper must be, and the stronger the wind must blow to cause the chime to sing. Outdoor speakers let you bring your music outside with you, and that can be very soothing. Your garden should be a living room, a den of your life. Surround yourself with plants and sounds that make that experience as enriching as possible. I'm Neil Sperry. Plant stresses of the summer in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers split the doubleheader with the Texas Marshals to bring their record to 17-5 and remain in first place by half a game over the Cane Cutters. The Bombers lost 2-1 in the first game last night and won the second by the same score. The Bombers took a tough loss in the first game when the rally fell short in the bottom of the seventh inning. Anthony Herrera drove in the only run of the game with an RBI sacrifice fly to right field. The second game started off slow until a sacrifice fly in the third inning from Alex Samples drove in the first run of the game, bringing in John Grimson. The score stayed that way until the bottom of the seventh inning as Garrett Hofstad threw six innings, allowing no runs and striking out 10 batters. Anthony Herrera replaced Hofstad in order to secure the win. After two innings of overtime, John Grimsley ended the game with a walk-off single up the middle, running Herrera in for the win. The Bombers next face the Victoria Generals July 4th at Nutrabolt Stadium. First pitch is at 1:05 p.m. Out in Omaha, there's still no winner in the College World Series after Coastal Carolina and Arizona were postponed by rain and lightning. The third and deciding game of the finals is now slated for today in Omaha. Tulane baseball coach David Pierce has been announced as the new coach at Texas. He replaces Augie Garrido, the winningest coach in college baseball history, who was forced out after 20 years after the Longhorns had a losing season and missed the NCAA postseason for the third time in 5 years. Pierce has deep ties to the state of Texas, but just 5 years' experience as a head coach. He led the Green Wave to the American Athletic Conference regular season title this past season. Terms of his contract were not immediately released. The 53-year-old Pierce is just the third coach at Texas since 1968. Garrido won national titles with the Longhorns in 2002, 2005, and had six 50-win seasons between 2002 and 2010. In Major League Baseball,
swung on and drilled to deep right field. It is high, it is far, it is gone. It is a ninth inning walk-off two-run home run for Didi Gregorius.
Brian McCann hit a tying three-run homer off Sam Dyson. Didi Gregorius capped a sixth-run ninth inning with his two-run shot, and the New York Yankees woke up late to beat the Texas Rangers 9-7 Wednesday night. Down 7-2 and in danger of falling 10 games behind AL East leading Baltimore, the Yankees began their comeback when McCann homered off Cesar Ramos in the eighth. The Rangers look to finish the series with a win in New York today at 12:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Anaheim,
the 2-0 pitch, that ball's driven way out to right field. Calhoun, he's going to look up. He's going to watch that one go. Luis Valbuena with a shot to right field, knocking his ninth home run of the season.
Luis Valbuena had a solo home run in the seventh. Jose Altuve went 4-for-5 and scored four runs to help the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 10-4 Wednesday, completing the sweep of the three-game series. Houston has gone 35-20 since May 1st, the third-best mark in the American League in that span. The Astros begin a fresh series with the White Sox in Houston tomorrow. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. In the NFL, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has accepted a six-year, $140 million contract extension, the richest deal in NFL history. Colts owner Jim Irsay revealed the contract's maximum value and said Luck would be guaranteed $47 million even if the Colts were to cut him before the season. NFL.com says the life of Luck's contract includes $87 million guaranteed for injury. In the NBA, LeBron James is a free agent after formally declining his player option for next season with the NBA champion Cavaliers. The move was expected by James, who said last week he intends to remain with Cleveland. The 31-year-old star has been a free agent the past three summers, electing each time to sign one-year contracts with a player option. The NCAA says bowl-eligible teams with 500 records will no longer be passed over for postseason play in favor of more well-known schools with fewer than six victories. The new rule was implemented by the NCAA's Division I Council and will be put in place for the upcoming season. The NCAA's Football Oversight Committee first made the recommendation following a season that saw only 77 teams eligible for the 80 bowl slots. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic has set an open-era record by earning his 30th consecutive Grand Slam match victory. The top seed has moved into the third round at Wimbledon with a win over Adrian Mannarino. Djokovic is the two-time defending champion at Wimbledon and has won the past four major tournaments, a run that began at the All England Club a year ago. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
REMAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with REMAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's REMAX Bryan College Station.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Amish Furniture for Generations has beautiful office furniture just for you. Every type of office furniture to fit your specific needs. On exquisite handcrafted solid wood desks and chairs, credenzas, bookshelves, file cabinets, and more. Your office says a lot about your business. So make a statement with quality American-made office furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence in selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005, and with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped